Hello, am I speaking with Jenna?
Derek.
Oh, hi, Derek. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from INS Loss. How are you?
Yeah, same.
That's good. I believe is it wife, is it?
My partner, yeah.
Yeah, your partner. I believe your partner spoke to my colleague, and we've been informed there's, potentially another kind of like firm out there that's obviously come to you and got you to sign documents and kind of left you in the lurch. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, sir. So we're able to proceed with this moment, and obviously an inquiry to be made to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Whenever the other company gets in contact with you, you're more than welcome to cancel with them. And if we are notified by the Scottish Redress Scheme that they've received already an application, we can cancel that on your behalf as well if we were to be notified, okay? Okay, so I'm just going to change the names on this inquiry because we've got your partner's details.
Yeah.
And it's Derek Carson, is it?
Yeah, Derek George Carson.
How am I spelling that middle name, sorry?
G-E-O-R-G-E.
G-E-O-R-G-E. My apologies. Okay, and the email address I've got here is jennaderek24@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And the contact number I'm calling to, is that the best contact number for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your date of birth, please, Derek?
It's 24/12/1982.
1982. Perfect. Okay. And your home address?
I'm just saying Regina, isn't it? It's 9 Caroline Place. Fraserburgh.
Yep, I've got that one here. Perfect. Okay, perfect. And in terms of the communication preferences with yourself, Derek, are we okay to send you an email and text message as well as give you a call?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect. And for extra security on the account, Derek, would you like to set up a password with ourselves? Just so obviously for any future calls, anything like that, because you'd be getting signed up to ourselves, they'd have to require this password so then you'd know who exactly you're signed up with.
Kelsey 12.
So is that K-E-L-S-E-Y?
L-S-E-Y, yeah, 1-2.
1-2, okay, so that password is Kelsey12, okay?
Nice.
So what we'll do moving forward, Derek, is we will confirm data protection with you, which will be your address and your date of birth. Yep. Once that's been confirmed with you, we'll then confirm the password with yourself, and then that's how you'll know you're speaking to the correct law firm, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of at all?
No.
No. Okay. And would you like to nominate a beneficiary for your application?
No.
No. Okay. That's absolutely fine. What was that, sorry?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. Okay. And do you know the address that you lived in prior to being placed into care at all?
There's 116 Longgate.
168 Longgate.
Head.
Is that Peterhead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And what's the name of the GP practice you're currently registered at, please, Derek?
It's brilliant. Salton Health Centre. Just a second, I'll double check with Jenna.
Okay.
Jenna. Is it a Salton Health Centre if we are registered with?
Aye.
Okay, and is that Sultan? Or
yeah.
Okay, and is that in Fraserburgh as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've got that there. Salton.
Yeah.
That's it, perfect, okay. And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, if that's okay, Derek?
Yeah. It's Gardner Carson. Gardner Carson.
Yep, and was that your mother and or father's name,
That's
sorry?
my dad. My dad. And my mother is Agnes Gray.
Okay, perfect. The only reason why I asked for that, Derek, is because some of your records could be archived under the names of your mother and father.
Yeah,
Just,
I
yeah.
well, I was when I was in children's home, it was under Gray.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So you was known as Derek Gray in
Yeah,
Gray, was you?
yeah.
Okay, perfect. And have you changed your name legally by deed, poll, or
Yeah,
marriage at all?
yeah. No, it's
Is it?
on my birth certificate, Carson, now.
Okay, so that was deed, poll, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and have you applied for any advance payments from the redress scheme at all?
No.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, Derek, thank you very much for giving me them generic details. As I said, with the address that you provided of living in Jenners, we confirm that address with you and your date of birth to pass data protection in the future, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Derek. So I do appreciate that discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during the call, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and so do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, that's fine. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf, and I'll discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you.
Yeah.
But the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. But INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, being option three, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At
Okay.
this stage, obviously, you have confirmed that there's another law firm acting somewhat on your behalf, but we'll deal with their matters for you, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
As I said, if they come to you your end and get in contact with you, or turn up at your door again, you could just tell them that you wish to cancel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Derek, our agreements operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either.
Okay.
If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would only consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%, okay? Perfect, okay. So it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you. But the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail during this call for you.
Okay.
Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. We'll gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf. We have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made and also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. and will also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme.
Yep.
What the statutory waiver is for yourself, Derek, is that if a redress offer is made, we will always explain the statutory waiver to you before whether you decide to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters dealt with.
Okay.
Because you'll never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
Is that all understandable with yourself so far?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any questions?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. With ourselves, Derek, and this is why I'm telling you to cancel with the other law firm as well, because you do have the right to do so. So it's what's called a right to cancel. So with ourselves as well, if you do decide to proceed, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise it to begin work immediately whilst cancellation rights still remain.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so are you happy for us to start work immediately on your case?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, we can do that for you. Okay, and so we're able to formally act for you. We will require a proof of identity for verification purposes, also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. Okay, so we will therefore need a copy of photo ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months. Yeah. So do you have...
I've not got nothing like that in the new year because I'm down in Glasgow just now. I'm at my grand's, she's got the delirium. So I'm down here with her just now.
Yep, okay, no worries. But,
no back came next week.
Yep, okay. Well, do you have photo ID at all?
I've got my bus pass.
Okay, do you have a driver's license or a passport or anything?
No.
Okay, what about your birth certificate?
My birth certificate's up the road.
Yeah, okay, but that's obviously handy if you was to get it.
No.
Yeah, but okay. Well, what you can do then, Derek, is you can send through a picture of your birth certificate and then just a letter addressed to yourself, please, within the last 3 months, with the address that you provided to us, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Perfect, okay. And that can be sent by email or WhatsApp if you use WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, whatever's easier for yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'll do, Derek, is I'll just grab some information about your time in care, okay?
Okay.
So the care settings that we need to focus on, if not all, is the ones that you unfortunately suffered abuse in, okay?
Yeah.
So the four types of abuse that the redress scheme look at is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse, okay?
Right.
Okay, so how many care settings were you in?
Two. Emotional and physical.
Yeah, okay. And what was the name of the first care setting?
Oak Bank. I hope Bank Residential School.
I've dealt with clients from Oak Bank quite a lot. Okay, and when was it that you was placed at Oak Bank?
Yeah, but 95. It was soon. I got out in 1998.
You got out of there in 1998, did you?
No, I got released into my girlfriend's mum's care.
Okay. And then after Oak Bank, where was you?
Yeah, I went to my girlfriend's mum's house, then ended up just jumping about the streets and drugs and depression and everything.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So in terms of it being a care setting by the local authority, we're only really dealing with Oak Bank then, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because obviously the care of your, did you say your girlfriend's mum at the time?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that doesn't qualify for the redress scheme.
That's fine. Oak Bank.
So just Oak Bank, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do now, Derek, is I'm just going to grab a little bit of a brief statement from yourself, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's just, don't have to go into detail, it's just whatever you want to share with me. It's just so the scheme can recognise that you have suffered forms of abuse in order for them to apply an application number to your application form, okay?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so when you was placed here, you was around about 13 years of age.
13
Yeah.
and a half.
Okay, and talk to me about your time in Oakbank. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was no bad at first, and then it started. And members of staff, if they were pissed off with you or anything, and you looked at them wrong. There was one day coming down the stair, and the manager boy for all the halls, him and another boy, Mike Peel, were walking down, and I bumped into him by accident. And he's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? I was like, sorry, it was an accident. Next minute, I get grabbed and burned up my back and my face rammed right into the wall.
Yeah.
I get dragged into a wee office thing, and they're on top of me with their legs suffocating you into the floor. Your legs crossed and bent on your back. Yeah. Other days, if you were in a pissed off mood and you looked at them wrong, I get put in a cupboard for nearly a whole day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The assistant head, well, he was the head teacher at the time, Jim, I can't remember his name, but he's like that. He sees I'd ran down the stair, and I hadn't walked in, so I was raised to him that I'd walked in, and he would get a singer and ram it into your chest, like a typewriter.
Yeah.
And the more you walk on at the stair, the harder he'd go with you. He's like, I can make your life easy here or hard. I'd other staff members give you other burned money to give you a kitten.
Okay.
Yeah. I was up the shower one day, and a member of staff had told me to get out of the shower, and I was like, I'm just done. He's like, get out of the shower. I was like, I'm just done it. Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I came out. I told him to another guy, Ali, I'll give you a tenner, I'll give him a smash. I walked down into the main bit to get my breakfast, and the boy picked me up and smashed me in the face of the headbutt right against the door frame. Another time, me and my key brother, we basically rammed into a cupboard. And it was John Buell.
Yeah.
Him again. He came in, and what it was in the morning, he came in with a stucco and he punched a horse. His horse was bitten or something, and he punched it and broke his wrist out of his arm. And I was like, I said, oh, I faced him. Was like, that's what you get for punching a fucking horse. And he grabbed me and my key brother and fired his two out of into a cupboard. And the way he threw it in, the baseball tricked to each other, he gave us a couple of kicks each.
Yeah.
And the rest there for 4 hours. There was a few things, but I got locked in the gears and sheds, you know, because I was finished school, but I was still in. They gave me a job in the gardens. And they opened in like a shed thing because I tell them to fuck off, that because you kept get faster. I was like, I'm trying, and I ended up getting locked in a shed for about 3.5 to 4 hours, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they were like that. But, nobody wants you and all that, know what I mean? The things that they would say to you. Like, nobody wants you. Who's got to listen to you? You know what I mean? Who you got to complain? Then it was like true, because even when I finally did tell my ma, she says, oh, come on, Derek, was it that bad? And then obviously when other pals have got out of Oakbank before it shut, and they were telling them that I was the same member of the staff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Jim Hardy, that was his name.
Jim Hardy, okay.
Jim Hardy. and John Wheeler and Mike Peel. That was the three worst lines, you know what I mean? My key worker, John Effin, he was actually really good. He painted the cupboards a few times. And he's like, just stay out the road and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, that shouldn't be happening. And I was like, well, do something about it. He says, I can't. You know, for that, keep my job.
Yeah. In terms of all this physical abuse that you've suffered, Derek, you know, did you ever draw blood or have severe bruising for days, anything like that?
Aye, I had bruising. I had a footprint on my back for 3 weeks. And then I get my face smashed into the wall, my nose and my mouth. One of my tooth was chipped. There's like pressure points and stuff they've done on it, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
They the thing that hurt.
Yeah. Okay, Derek. Thank you for, you know, sharing them experiences with me. I know it's not easy. What we'll do for you later, Dan, in the process is we'll get a more in-depth witness statement from you. My investigation team, who I work alongside, they specialise in getting these statements, and they'll be able to expand on what I've already written. Anything that, you know, I've potentially missed out, you know, you'll be able to expand on with them. They'll be able to go into detail on, you know, even the effects it, you know, it may have on you still to this day. And we'll do all that for you before we, you know, we send off the final submission. The redress scheme, but based on what you've told me there, Derek, there's two types of payments that we can go for. There's a individually assessed payment. There's a fixed payment of £10,000, and that's just solely a fixed amount of an award, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. Which is decided by an independent panel based on the level of abuse that you have suffered. So they look at, you know, any medical records, supporting evidence that we provide, your witness statements, you know, your story. And they'll look at that and take all that into consideration rather than just, you know, pay you out a £10,000 sum. So from what you've told me there, Derek, you know, I'd like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to clarify, Derek, have you ever received any, you know, criminal injuries compensation,
no.
Anything like that?
No, okay. Because there was never any medical things. When anything like that happened, they put you at level one, and you were grounded. You weren't allowed home leave or nothing, so nobody seen you.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? They just said that you tried to run away, or you done something, and you were put to level one, Ken.
Yeah. Okay, and then in terms of your convictions, obviously you said you was in and out of prison and whatnot. Have you spent 5 or more years for a single conviction at all?
No, I've only done one 18-month sentence.
One 18-month sentence, okay. That's absolutely fine.
It worked at 9 months, because it was 18 months I got, so it worked at what, 9?
Yeah. All right, that's absolutely fine. Just to give you your own peace of mind, it doesn't affect this application in any way. It would only have, you know, somewhat of an impact if, you know, you'd been charged with murder or, you know, attempted murder, anything like that. So what I need to do from here now, Derek, is I'm going to send you some documents via email and you know, by text as well, but I think you'll receive it faster by text. What I'll do is I'll send them whilst I'm on the phone with you, just so I know that you've received them.
Yeah.
And basically, all it is just there's a client care letter in there, which is just basically like a hi and welcome from ourselves. This is what we'll do for you. So you'll know exactly who's representing you and you know, our contact numbers as well. There's a conditional fee agreement, so it just explains our percentage that we'll take at the end of the process, which again is 16% plus VAT, so that's capped at 19.2%. There's also a letter of authority, which basically you're giving us the right to act on your behalf and obtain all the relevant records required in order to build the best case that we can for yourself. And then there'll also be a part one and part two of your application, as well as the an attached document of that with a statement provided, okay? Just with what I've written up for you today. So I'll send them over to you now, just so I know that you've got them.
Okay.
And just let me know when you have received them. Just bear with me. Okay, so they should be with you in the next 30 seconds. Just let me know when you have received them.
That's it. INFO.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect.
Number.
Yep, perfect. Okay, so what I can do for you, Derek, is I can stay on the phone with you whilst you open that link and you sign the documents, or I can let you go away and do let your partner help you. It's whatever you choose.
I'll just let you decide on my idea.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can help you through it. So open that link for me.
Right, I've opened the link and I've got all the pages.
Yep. Okay. So can you see the little yellow box at the bottom, which says four field required?
Yeah.
It should be like
that. My electronic thing.
Yeah. Next to that, there's a little yellow box that says four required fields left.
Oh, aye. Okay.
Yep. Click that box for me.
Right.
And that'll take you to the signature box where it says tap to sign.
Oh, shit. Okay, right. I've bypassed one of them.
That's okay. If you click that yellow one, that yellow box, it'll take you back to that box.
Right. Upload to that one.
Have you clicked on the box where it says tap to sign?
Aye. Yep. I've signed it.
Yep.
Upload.
Yeah, does it say apply, is it?
Upload, at draw, or type.
Yep, okay, so click draw or type.
Right.
Hello, Derek, you there?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, so click draw or type, and then you can either draw your signature or you can type your name, either or.
I've done that.
Yep, okay, click apply. And it'll take you back to the documents.
Yeah, it took us back.
Yep, and then that yellow box should then say three required fields left. Click that yellow box, that yellow little tab again, and it'll take you to the next box required to sign. Has that done that for you?
Alright, thank you. I'll get Jenna in my hand on this, but I'm struggling here. Jenna, go and come and do that one with us. Right, what? Need this bit, right? She starts to sign, she needs to type. Hi, Steve Carlson. Steve Carlson, right. Then,
upload.
Right, upload.
Right, so don't click the upload one.
Where it's all got, right, okay.
That's okay. So where it's got draw and type and then upload all in like next to each other. So you're either going to draw your signature or you type your signature. And once you've done it, you just click the blue button that says apply.
I've not got an apply button now. I've only got draw, type, and upload.
Okay, and then have you got a box underneath where you can see your signature?
Aye, but
I've got a box. I've put my name in it.
Yep, and then just under that box should then be either cancel or apply.
No, I've got cancel.
So, cancel or clear.
Right, okay, that shouldn't be the case. Okay, what phone is it that you're using, Derek?
Samsung.
A Nokia.
Nokia, sorry.
Nokia, okay. And what phone do you have, Jenna? You don't mind me asking.
Exact same.
Is it? Okay. So clear clears the box where you're typing your name, and then next to the cancel should be a blue button that says apply.
Nah. I'll try this upload 2 seconds and see what that says.
Because that upload button takes you to...
The upload button takes me to browser camera.
Yeah, that's it. It's like uploading your signature kind of type, which obviously you wouldn't have a picture of your signature, would you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very strange how that blue apply button's not there for you.
Yeah. No, it's just cancel.
Okay. Have you got your... Here's another little trick then. Have you got your bank card handy at all?
I've not got a bank card.
Okay.
And you're generous.
Okay. How about then we do... have you got like a pen and piece of paper?
Aye.
We'll do this the old school way. only because that blue button's not there. It's very strange, but obviously...
Is that a bit of paper? Yeah,
no, that's okay.
Nate, just sign my name on it.
Yep, so just sign your name on the piece of paper. That's okay, take your time, do not rush, okay? Take your time. Yep, okay.
I short a pen off you, boy. Yeah. Short a pen. That one. Yeah. That pencil, I think. No. Just take a photo of this and send it.
Yeah, so just take a photo of it. So just come off that link a minute and go onto your camera and take a photo.
Right, that's it.
So make sure it's all nice and clear.
Aye.
That you can see in the signature, right? So then, once you've took that picture, go back to that link for me.
Okay, right, 2 seconds. Right, and did upload.
And then, yeah, just try the upload and then see if you can attach your signature and then see if it then populates.
Two left,
okay.
What kind of thing is gn.com?
Just let me know when you've got that, so all fields have been filled in.
What? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's what about two. City.
Yeah.
Hi, Derek.
No, that's me. That's me, it's 41. No, I don't know. Press that one. Yes, that's right. Okay, right. Of course.
How many fields is it saying you've got left?
Two. I've got it now.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
That was. Here's a sign there doing it. I'm just saying. Still using this up. Okay. Right, that's it, that right. So one left.
One left, okay, we're nearly there.
Try find a bit. Tap the thing, here we go. Not going. Right, that's it, all requirements.
Okay, so scroll right to the very bottom of the pages.
Right.
Until you can't scroll no more.
Right, and it says your statement for additional care settings.
Yep. So then, At the bottom where it says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding, you can then click that box.
Right.
And then next to the yellow one has it illuminated that you can submit the signature.
No.
So you've ticked the box that says that your signature is legally binding.
I confirm that my electronic signature, and it just says all fields are required, fields completed.
Yep, so tick that little box at the bottom that says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding.
That's it, I've done that.
Yep, and then there should be a blue, purpley looking illuminated box that says submit signature next to the yellow one.
No. Not bit. Right, keyed in here, I confirm that, right, so I've clicked that, right?
Right.
So that comes up blue, and all fields are required, complete it. It doesn't go anywhere.
Nah.
No, so you don't have that submit signature box?
Nah.
Okay.
Weird.
So no fields required the left. So at the bottom of the page you can only see the tick box and the yellow one.
No, just the tick box for I confirm and it a wee tick saying all fuels completed.
Yeah, and so you can only see them two boxes, you can't see nothing else.
No.
Right, okay. It does sound like that the device that you're currently using may not support this link properly, hence why you weren't able to see the other blue button as well. Okay, leave it with me. Just bear with me, and I'll have a chat to my IT department and see what we can do. But you both have the same phone, is that correct?
Wait a minute. See if you get it through the email.
I've got
an old phone here. I could maybe try and get going to that.
Yeah, you can try it on through the email on the other phone, or even your phone, and see if it works that way. If you want to open that up whilst I'm still on the phone to you, you can. If you need time to log in and
right, on you go. That's me, I'm in.
What's that? Sorry.
That's me. I'm in the email.
Yeah, into your email, are you?
Yeah. So.
So it should be the top email from ourselves. If not, check the job.
Yeah, no client. Yeah. Right, so I need to open this. Let's see if it does it through this way.
You'll know if it's going to work if when you go to that tap to sign, it's got the apply in like a blue
next
button thing, next to the cancel.
Let's see this.
Yep, that's it. So go to that, click that yellow button again.
I'm just waiting it wasn't.
Ah, okay.
Right, I've got the blue button to mix signature on this one now.
There you go. So that one's gonna work for you.
All right, so I just need to.
So this time you can just scribble your signature. Saves it, uploading that picture. And then make sure you click that apply button after you've done that. And then field to go from 4 to 0 again.
Right, so the day, right, I confirm.
Don't click that one yet. Just go to the boxes where you sign.
Right.
So, okay. So if you click that yellow four required fields, that will show you where each individual box is.
Apply. No, this is easier, this one.
Yeah, see, that's how easy it should be for you. So then, yeah, if you just click that yellow button again, it'll take you to the next box. Saves you scrolling through the pages trying to find what box to sign.
No. That's a lot easier.
Yeah. Sometimes we know whether obviously people are using like older devices or anything like that because it's some things just don't work or don't load for you. But I'm glad this is working for you. It's an easier process for yourself.
this is the last one.
Perfect. And then once you've filled that last one, do the same again and go to the very bottom in order to click that little tick box.
Right. Make you submit.
Yep, submit signature.
Right. It's saying submit. Submit signature. Aye, verify. You've got signature and put it verify. Aye, verify document. Okay. Yeah,
yep, so I've received them my end. I'm just going to have a look for you now, just see everything's all in order. Yep, you've signed that. D. Carson, that's absolutely perfect. Okay, Derek, that's all done.
Thanks.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to send this application straight off, and you'll receive an email within the next 5 or 10 minutes, just with the confirmation that the application's been sent. And then we'll await around about 2 or 3 weeks for an application number to come back, as it normally takes on average about 22 days at the minute, with a little bit of a backlog that they have. But once we've received that application number, we'll notify you, and then we're able to obtain or start sending them requests out for your records.
Once I'm back up the road, will I get your phone with my birth certificate and that?
Yeah. So what I'll do for you as well is I'll send you a WhatsApp message to this number,
right.
And it'll just give you the list of what we can accept of acceptable ID, and then whenever you get that birth certificate and the proof of address, just make sure that proof of address is dated within the last 3 months and the picture of that letter has all four corners in it, same as the birth certificate. And then, just whenever you get a hold of them, just send it them or reply back to us on that WhatsApp with them images, and I'll upload them to your case file then.
Right, no worries.
Okay, any questions for me at all, Derek?
No, that's fine.
No, okay, well, just for your own, obviously, peace of mind and reassurance, you know who we are. My name is Aaron, and you've got our contact numbers as well. So if you have any questions, any queries, worries, anything, you just pick up the phone, give me a call, and I'll be happy to help you, okay?
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Alan.
Not a problem. I do want to apologise for the other law firm who haven't acted lawfully for you and presented themselves well. But I hope I have for you, and you know, we're here to get that story heard of yours, okay?
Yeah. Cheers.
Not a problem, Derek. It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.